People on the internet listening?
Yes.
Does anybody know a Dennis Grundy from Fort Worth at red89hawk at AOL.com?
I don't know him.
They
what a self-absorbed SOB this guy is. What a scolding little screeching, whining pain in the buttocks Dennis Grundy of Fort Worth is.
What did he do?
Oh, it's just two long paragraphs of how awful I am and how it's not humorous. I mean, don't listen, for God's sakes. You little Nancy boy. If you don't like it, stop listening. Christ.
I thought that was a woman that wrote that.
I have to read that. Dennis Grundy, red89hawk at AOL.com.
Red89hawk.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Tough guy.
Maybe I'll send him a couple instant messages tonight.
Red89hawk at AOL.
There's the stupid bees in the house. All right.
Let's just get on with this.
I can't put you on the air yet. I'm sorry.
Stupid weasel. Bastard. This guy, Dennis Grundy of Fort Worth, who scolded us for being sophomoric, it's quote, preposterously sophomoric. You know, just turn the dial. If you can't stand it and you want to write two long paragraphs scolding us about how smart you were, about how we're not funny and you knew it all along, then turn the dial.
Yeah.
You're pain in my rear end. Get off the show.
Jesus.
We'll be back. You're an idiot! Turn on the radio!
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
What are you laughing at?
What a jackass.
That guy's a jackass, Dennis.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Get off.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you didn't, where were you when we, you know, for the last 3 months? You gonna wait till today to tell us how right you've always been?
That's what he said. He said he
what a jackass.
You can send a shock through the email and you can get him. Zap him.
Son of a bitch said he knew it all along. He said, I never did think that the 12-toe shtick was funny, and then over the weeks and months, I thought, good grief, you're attempting futilely to be humorous at someone else's expense.
Shut
Let
up.
It go. Move on.
It was you,
You're
Fredo.
Nowhere near creative something. Actions actually sink below sophomoric behavior. It's more like freshman boy, which...
Shut
Excuse
up.
Excuse my language. Fuck you. Don't listen to the show anymore.
Okay.
What the hell are you listening for months if you didn't like it?
Weird.
Jesus. That pisses me off. You know when the Duke comes on? It's tune in when the Duke comes on.
20s and 40s. 20 minutes past the hour.
Dipshit.
Those of you listening on the internet, we know you're listening on the internet. Every now and then, the language here... Well,
oh, come on. I mean, I don't have to listen to that crap by this guy.
No,
lecturing
you don't.
Me about how bad it's been for months. The hell are you listening for?
So if you're offended by the language here, feel free to find a radio station that carries it. We're on 240 across the country.
I'm not trying to say that all the affiliates should take us off the air. I'm saying this guy should get off the air. Right.
You can hear us in Los Angeles, New York, Dallas, Pittsburgh,
God damn
Washington, D.C.
Pisses me off. I don't usually get this angry. At these things.
That's why you shouldn't, because there's one guy. You know.
And normally I won't send something like that, but today I just decided I knew it would what it would do, so it would be a great idea to send this.
I've been listening for months, and I can't stand it.
I listen every day for 3 hours, and I hate your show.
Well, the jihad has started.
Oh, God. All right, well,
Red
don't
Hawk
be...
89?
Don't be sophomoric in your jihad, yep. People.
Would you like...
Yeah, I have not. We have
an important piece of information for you. There's a dial on your radio. With your right hand, which is most likely
move it.
Which is most likely busy shoveling some spam concoction into your stinking cake hole. Spin the tune dial on your radio. Where you say? Anywhere you dolt. There are multitudes of other options available. I would think that even a half a brain dead moron like you would have figured it out by now.
I mean, come on.
The T-Man from W-Town is classic. You are not.
All right. Just keep it above board there, people.
That guy last year tried to get me off the air. because
you got West Virginia.
Yeah, I laughed at this show and did regular sports with Mel.
You're too serious. I remember this guy.
Dennis, just a listener from New York. I have to turn on Tony's show every morning because I really can't stand listening to him. He's very unknowledgeable about sports. He's simply a journalist. Should not have his own show. Doesn't know anything about sports.
That's
a terrible show. Produced well, but he really doesn't have the personality to be on the radio.
That should you should send that up to 1050. They should do a promo.
That is such a great.
That's a great promo. Very unknowledgeable.
It's a terrible show.
Dog.
Well, it's a funny book.
Produced well.
Did you hear this? Sid was talking about Francesa, and he says, and after the Celtics took the first two games, and he said, you know, Dog, I said before the series, if any team was going to beat Philly in this series, it was going to be Boston in this series.
Yeah.
That's typical Francesa. You know, yeah, I knew it all along.
Now, in the next series, it probably wouldn't be Boston. But in this one.
If anybody in this series is going to beat him, it's going to be Boston.
Mikey.
Oh, Dee DeLon today and stuck in about the sauce that Joey Potts fans makes. Just so stupid. It's a very good source. He makes small.
I was listening to Howard Stern today, and he went through the entire playlist from the McCartney show that he had seen. He said it was awesome.
I thought he quit.
Who?
Stern?
Yeah.
No. But the playlist from the Paul McCartney, it's awesome. It's all Beatles stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All good tunes, too.
Stern was going to quit and signed a 5-year deal. That's what they always do.
Here we go.
Now let me thank some people here. Sam Smith of Chicago Tribune, Scott Fowler of the Charlotte Observer, Dan Barrero of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, Norman Chad of AOL. Later today, I'm going to leave right now, actually, and start working on PTI. I don't know who our guest is going to be. It's not going to be this dope from Fort Worth, I'll tell you that. I mean, if you hate the show, how can you tell me for months you've hated it? How stupid are you? Get off the show if you hate it that much. What do you think? Are you afraid we're going to come to your house? Get out on your bike tonight. Except for you, Dennis. In Fort Worth. You wear what?
Good night, everybody.